I don't think it's fair. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. voices opposition to transgenders in women's sports. By Paul Bois on April 30, 2023. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has come out in opposition to transgender athletes participating in women's sports, a departure from the Biden administration. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who will be opposing Biden in the 2024 primary, told CNN on CNN on Saturday that biological males threaten women's sports. I am against people participating in women's sports who are biologically male, Kennedy said. I think women who have worked too hard to develop women's sports over the past 30 years, I watched it happen and I don't think that's fair. Kennedy said his opposition to trans athletes in women's sports represents another area where he and Biden differ really dramatically. The politician also recently came out in opposition to cancel culture because his wife, actress Cheryl Hines, allegedly lost jobs for supporting his candidacy. President Biden has been a fierce supporter of transgenders in women's sports. As Breitbart News reported, the Biden administration's education department has been moving to block schools that receive federal funding from categorically banning biological males from girls' sports. In its proposed rule, the Department of Education said it would establish that policies violate Title IX when they categorically ban transgender students from participating on sports teams consistent with their gender identity just because of who they are. However, the proposed rule also says that it will recognize in some instances, particularly in competitive high school and college athletic environments, some schools may adopt policies that limit transgender students' participation. The rules will also provide a framework for schools to develop criteria that protect transgender students from being denied equal athletic opportunity while giving schools the flexibility to develop their own participation policies. According to USA Today, applications of the rule to K-12 schools could vary, with schools still being able to determine what is right for them under the proposed regulation, including considerations of grade and education level, a senior department official said on a call with reporters Thursday. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.